My first few years in elementary school, I was selected. There was a small group of us from our Catholic school that were chosen to go and represent the school at the public school for a series of tests. I didn't really understand what it was about. I wasn't sure these different tests that we were doing, what the point of it was, but I thought whatever this competition is, I'm crushing it. I'm pretty sure that our school's going to win. And this was my mindset for the multiple times that we went over to the public school for these tests, this group of us that were selected. And I remember clearly when I got to college then, 10, 15 years later, I'm sitting in one of my education classes, and we're as part of our education degree, we took a class called Individuals with Exceptionalities, our class where we looked at IEPs and different forms of special education, and we were in the unit on speech pathology, and as they're describing what this particular type of special education looks like, I started to raise my hand thinking, this sounds just like the... And that's the moment when I realized that as an elementary school student, I was in special education for a period of time. And in that moment, recognizing that sometimes we attach shame to particular things or judgments surrounding typical or particular things. And yet, where is that coming from except a disposition that we choose to put upon them? In that moment, actually, right after class, I called my mom, and I was like, you made me think that I was chosen, that I was special. She's like, Paul, you are special. And it, you know, it was this moment of thinking, yeah, that the disposition that I had the freedom to have as a child, in that moment, realizing all I saw was that experience was good. And actually was needed. It was a type of education that was good for me. There was no shame attached to it. There was no image of myself that I took and put on myself from that situation. I was free to actually, in a very humble way, enter in to the reality of who I am. That really, I think, is at the root of humility. This reality of being seen as, seeing ourselves as God sees us, who we truly are. The word humility coming from humus or ground or earth, soil. We hear in today's gospel this very awkward situation, actually, that involves humiliation, which sometimes it happens when we think about humility, but not always. Humility, this groundedness, this lowliness, actually to seek it first, that we would seek to be fully who we are in the sight of our God. This is an important disposition. Our disposition for things, we choose it. We in moments that require a certain mindset, we can choose to be one way or another. There's a freedom in humility to choose to be humble, to recognize who we truly are. As we come into this banquet, this celebration, the Eucharist, it's not unlike, actually, the banquet that Christ is explaining in today's gospel. It's not unlike the invitation that we hear in this parable, because each of us is invited to participate in this banquet, a foretaste of the heavenly banquet. Each of us is invited to come to actually touch and encounter our God. As our second reading points out, the beauty of that at one point God was not able to be touched. And yet now we have a God who desires who we are and invites us into this particular banquet and celebration because of who we are. That's an incredible reality, and it's not one that we placed on ourselves. That's the humble reality, that even though we don't deserve being here, we've done nothing to earn a place at this banquet. that we are chosen, that our God desires that we would be at this table. And every time that we humbly come in to this banquet and we approach this table, the one who invited us is saying, no, come, sit higher. When we come in with the right disposition, humbling ourselves, recognizing that what we encounter here is all gift, that we've done nothing to earn it. When we humble ourselves, we allow God to exalt us. We allow ourselves to be reminded who we truly are as beloved. We're reminded of that great identity. And that feels a lot better than the humiliation of being humbled when we exalt ourselves. So for us to sit with this warning, I think, from the gospel is a good thing. And to ask ourselves, how did I come into this banquet? With what disposition am I accepting the invitation to this table, to this banquet? Am I approaching communion with my God with gratitude and reverence? Or am I letting pride make me think I somehow have a right to this or that I deserve it? What is our disposition as we accept this invitation to this taste of the heavenly banquet?